Yesterday was International Overdose Awareness Day, and a group of about 50 people gathered to mark the occasion in downtown Amherst. CHMA dropped in to speak with organizers Ashley Legere and Katie Upham at Victoria Park shortly after the proceedings, remembering those who have died in the region due to overdose and unsafe drug supply.
So my name is Ashley Legere, and I am the Executive Director of the Cumberland Homelessness and Housing Support Association. Okay, people in Sackville will recognize your voice, maybe, and your face from Sackville. Tell me about your transition from Sackville over here to Amherst.
So I worked in Sackville at the corner drugstore, introducing the Sackville Harm Reduction Initiative. I had worked at the drugstore for about a year and saw that there was a need there for safe supply of syringes and other items because endocarditis was starting to spread. So I reached out to Debbie Warren at Ensemble, and eventually she gave me a job. And then I, with Ensemble's help, we brought the harm reduction vending machine into the United Church on Main Street in Sackville. So that's kind of where everything started. And then I worked with Ensemble for 3 years. And then this position came up, and I was asked to apply by a board member, and so I applied. And so here I am now.
Here you are. And where are we today?
So we're in Victoria Park in Amherst, Nova Scotia. This is the International Overdose Awareness Day event, and we are right across the street from the community hub site that CHHSA runs.
Now, today is Overdose Awareness Day. Talk a bit about the impact that you've seen of overdoses and the harmful drug supply that's out there in Sackville and Amherst.
So it is in every small town. It is in every big town. We see a lot on the news of downtown Eastside, Vancouver. It gets a lot of press. But in Amherst and Sackville specific, from 2020 to 2022, we lost 22 people. And those are just the numbers that we know. Those aren't people who may have experienced a toxic drug poisoning, who then passed away later from complications. So those numbers really aren't indicative of the actual effect that it's having. And we know that substance use and homelessness aren't, they're not indicative of each other. But what happens is that they're exacerbated by people who don't have a safe place to call home. So working in Moncton, I had responded to 140 overdoses in my career. I had given 14,000 Narcan trainings in my career, and I
did you say 14,000 trainings?
Yes, yeah, I gave something like 14,000 trainings in my career so far, and that just to me means that that's 14,000 people who may have been able to save lives. Specifically, my stepson works at John Howard over the summer, and the Narcan training I gave him, he used and saved someone else's life. So that is, that kind of impact, that's the impact we're driving for. And reading the names today, we compile a list of people that we've lost between Sackville, Amherst, and Moncton, and there were 81 names. That's since 2018, and that's only the people that I know that I've met personally that we've lost. So it's a significant loss felt, because that one loss isn't just that one person, it's that family, it's their coworkers, it's their friends. And so those, that one loss of life impacts so many people. And if you think, I know 80 people, how many people they know and how many people loved them? So I'm a firm believer, I'm a harm reductionist at heart, and I believe, substance use has been happening since the time of Dionysus. So we need to stop stigmatizing people who use substances. We celebrate when someone opens up a bar in our neighborhood. If our friend buys a bar, we're so excited for them. But that's a safe consumption site for one of the most negatively affected substances in the whole world. Alcohol contributes to more mental health and addiction and hospital costs than any other substance. But we look at these safe consumption sites and we celebrate them. We get to go to the liquor store and that's the safe supply. And we look at that as just it is. That's just is. We now have cannabis stores which are offering a safe supply there. I go to the drugstore and I am able to get prescription medications for diabetes, for ADHD, for innumerable things. I go to the grocery store and buy coffee. Coffee is a substance. I go to the corner store and I buy cigarettes. These are all heavily regulated substances that we look at as acceptable. They're just a part of our culture. But substances that are illicit still have so much stigma attached to them. So part of what we're trying to do here is just destigmatize and make everyone feel loved. And they say harm reduction is radical empathy and radical love. So there could be worse things I could be doing with my time.
Well, it sounds like a sometimes painful work, but also you find joy in it when you're able to help.
Absolutely. I don't know what life is if you don't love people. And feeling the loss of 80 people heavily just means I've loved that many people. And I think that's the whole point, right? Is if we just show each other we love each other, we show each other empathy and kindness. If we go through life and don't do that, it doesn't seem like much of a life for me. So it is hard. It is traumatic, but it has to be worth it. Because that means all those people knew that I love them, even if they're not here anymore.
That's Ashley Legere, director of the Cumberland Homelessness and Housing Support Association, speaking to CHMA in Victoria Park yesterday at an event marking International Overdose Awareness Day. Katie Upham was also at the event and shared her story with CHMA.
Yeah, so my name is Katie Upham, and I'm the Atlantic Regional Director on the board of directors of Mom Stop the Harm. And I'm also a person who uses drugs. I'm on Safer Supply, so I inject drugs every day. I think Safer Supply is really important. And if more people use drugs had access to a safer supply of drugs that aren't contaminated, we wouldn't be here today on International Overdose Awareness Day.
Let's talk a bit about what safe supply means for people who aren't familiar with it. What does safe supply mean?
Yeah, so safe supply is basically a pharmaceutical grade alternative to the drugs that people are using on the street, right? So I explain it this way. Since drugs are unregulated, I'm talking about illegal drugs, obviously, people don't know what they're using. So, for example, if lettuce was contaminated with E. coli, we'd pull it off the shelves and, you know, protect people. We'd give warnings and, because our food supply is regulated. But when it comes to drugs, we don't know how much we're using. So even the term overdose is actually misleading, because overdose suggests that I knew how much I was taking, right? And I purposely took too much. But because the drug supply is so toxic, people don't know what they're using. They don't have access to information. So safer supply, true safer supply would be an exact pharmaceutical grade alternative to the street supply. So myself, the drug I was using on the street was Dilaudid. I was buying other people's prescriptions and getting it on the street. And sometimes those would be pressed pills that wouldn't actually be Dilaudid. It'd be tainted with fentanyl. And so I now have a prescription for Dilaudid that I pick up every day. And so I know how much I'm taking. I know what's in it. And I haven't overdosed because, I have that regulated safe supply.
And so your quality of life as a person who is using a prescription drug, how is it? Are you able to function? Is everything fine?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So People are going to use drugs. That's a thing. Like, we need to accept that, and Safer Supply accepts that. And I'm at a point in my life that right now I'm not really willing to change that. So I'm not on the street, though. I used to spend a lot of time looking for drugs, spend a lot of money buying drugs. I'm still able to work full-time now because I'm not chasing those drugs. You know, I don't have to have people in my life that... you know, a lot of people who use drugs have experienced a lot of trauma, and, you know, they have harmful behaviors as a result, and so I don't need to have those people in my life anymore, because I just go to the pharmacy every day, pick up what I need to be well, and by well, I mean, you know, without the drugs every day, I'm sick. And so my quality of life is so much better than, you know, if I was on the street accessing drugs. I have time to do other things, passions and hobbies I enjoy, right? I like rock climbing. I like playing pickleball. And I'm just, I'm a normal person. And as you can see, like, I'm very alert. I'm functioning really well. And, you know, at some point I do want to change my relationship with drugs and, you know, maybe get off of my Safer Supply. But for now, you know, I'm happy to have that. I'm very, very fortunate. Very few Nova Scotians have access to it, people who need it. So, yeah.
Is there anything else, I mean, that you want to add that you know, we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, I think I would say that to educate yourself if you can, and you don't have to be on the front line of the accidental drug poisoning crisis to make a difference. Just even, I think everyone should have access to a naloxone kit and learn how to use it. Have that in your house. You know, try not to use stigmatizing language like addict and, you know, all those judgmental terms. Maybe check your own biases. We really need to... you know, do some inner work, I think, and check our biases towards groups of people that are different from ourselves. People who use drugs, you know, deserve the right to live with the highest attainable quality of life. And, you know, we're your neighbors, we're your coworkers, you know. People have to hide it because it is so stigmatizing, it's illegal. And so I would say, you know, do some of that work to support each other and lift each other up. We need that right now with this crisis.
That's Katie Upham of Mums Stop the Harm, speaking yesterday at an International Overdose Awareness Day event in downtown Amherst.